Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I'm on Facebook, Jim Blasingame. Twitter's the same way, and lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. On the website, we've got our video up there every week with new video and new poll question. We ask a different question every week. Want to know what you think? And as you know, every day we update the site with brand new stuff. And if you want us to follow you home, we'll follow you home. We got lots of different ways we can follow you home, and you don't have to come to see me. We'll come to see you, and including our newsletter, which we've been publishing now since 1999. In the last several years, with the help of Constant Contact, Gail Goodman's here. She's the CEO of that organization. Gail, thanks again for doing a great job there with your products and helping me to serve my customers with your email resource. And we use your poll resource too.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, that's been great. So you guys have got some great products. I want to thank you for that. And folks, that's ConstantContact.com. I certainly encourage you to use them. And as you hear me talk, Gail, I talk about you even when you're not here. And good things, too, by the way.
Thank you.
We're talking about engagement. Gail's got a new book out, Engagement Marketing. And we're talking about the difference between the kind of engagement that you know how to do falling off a log because you're a small business owner. We're talking about putting some technical resources, adding some technical resources, some tools that sort of expands the face-to-face leverage of engagement to the online world. And you know, we're not talking about getting a local business to you know, become an international company. We're talking about being relevant to your local customers who, Gail, increasingly want to connect with you online, don't they?
They absolutely do. When you build a great relationship with a customer, they actually want to know what's going on. They want to know if you have new products. They want to know if there's a special event going on. They don't want to know maybe every day, but they do want to know. And they want the opportunity to ask questions, to engage with you, to be part of your community. And, you know, there's lots of great ways to do that, but social is making that so easy. Facebook, mm-hmm. Twitter, LinkedIn, if you're business to business, are great ways to create customer connections. But what's great about them is that they're also socially visible. When you engage with a customer, that customer's network sees the engagement.
This is the power of community, isn't it? And this is where we've always been part of the community, Gail. Small businesses have always been not just part of the community, but have always been really the drivers of community in the real world, the face-to-face world. But we didn't always have easy access to the communities of the people who were part of our community. With the electronic world that we have right now, when we connect with another person, we get access to their community, right?
Yeah, and it turns out their community is a target-rich environment. Small businesses want new customers. Your next new customer is in the social network of your current customers.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out that network is unbelievably well-qualified because they're like your current customers. Mm-hmm. They have similar demographics, similar age. They typically are geographically close by. That's the best targeted list you're ever going to get.
And if they see that a friend of theirs has said something nice about an experience that they had with your business, that's it. That's an automatic referral without that person actually saying to that person specifically, I like this company. I mean, just the fact that they posted something like that. But it works the other way, too. It's a two-edged sword, isn't it, Gail? I mean, if you mess up, they're going to tell about that, too.
They are.
But that gives you a chance to fix
it. But you know what? If you mess up enough, they're going to find an outlet for that.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
And you'd rather have them do it on your Facebook page so you can engage with them,
mm-hmm.
apologize. If you have messed up, you got to own it, and take the conversation offline or private.
Mm-hmm.
So you can quickly say, wow, sorry you had a bad experience. You know, let's connect directly so I can make it better.
Right.
And then your audience on Facebook can actually see that you're responsive.
Plus,
you'd rather have it happen there than off on a bulletin board somewhere.
Absolutely. Plus, when you fix it, Gail, I've been telling my audience, you've got to write, when you fix it, you've got to write to say, you know, thank you for allowing me to fix this. Are we good now? Have we taken care of this? Is everything okay now? And that kind of thing. And then when they say yes, just say, would you mind letting your folks know, your community know, that we took care of this? I think you have a right to ask them that. What do you think, Gail?
I think you absolutely do. And then the other thing you'll see is that, you know, your friends will hop in and defend you,
mm-hmm.
right? If it goes up, if it happens on your Facebook page where you have other happy followers, they'll come in and say, "Wow, I'm surprised that I've never had that experience."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, you can't be afraid. You gotta face the customer. You gotta face your customer.
You know, And we've used Facebook a lot. We've talked about Facebook a lot. But Facebook's not the only game in town. And when we come back after these messages, I'm going to talk about that a little bit. I'm going to get your thoughts on maybe a little bit of maybe an old-fashioned platform and maybe a new-fashioned platform. We'll get Gail to help us with that coming up after these messages. ConstantContact.com, right, Gail?
Exactly.
Lots of new tools there, folks. As I say, I use more than one of theirs. It's Tintel, right back with Gail Goodman. By the way, the book is called Engagement Marketing. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.